Okay, Kevin. Any question?
Excuse me.
Give them mic. Any question? No. I envy you all because I have a lot of questions here. I remember somewhere somebody said, this is all one stuff, and in general he's talking about enrichment. But I'm a little bit lost. What is this enrichment and what are we talking about? As I remember, he started to say the knowledge has two wings. With one, it cannot fly. Why? He started to explain the illusion. The illusion that the student made for their teacher. Then from that illusion and explaining it in general in a couple of paragraphs, then he moved to change the source of that illusion and said, oh, let's go back to that Pharaoh stuff we're talking about and why Pharaoh did the same. He illuded himself and he started to guess some stuff, then ordered to cut off the hand and the feet of those sorcerers or the scientists in his service. Okay, illusion. Then he said there is a difference between looking forward like the donkey does or looking from above like the camel does. Okay, I understand. Then he said, oh, let me tell you about these people. The Pharaoh who did not cry when his children died. Do you remember all this? Then what? Then he didn't let go of that problem. First was a guy who was not crying for the death of his children, right? Then what? Then he explained another guy, a blind fellow who could read Quran. Means what? It means what? Then after that blind fellow, he talked about the satisfaction of some people who never desire or pray for the stuff to change. Right? I believe that was the real message, don't you think? Because then he started to do a trick that we remember before. Do you remember sometimes he wanted to explain the enlightenment? He grabbed some fellow, Zaid, some Joe Jack, and said, okay, now you talk. Here, somebody asked Bo-Lul, who is that fellow which is looks always silly, but he knows what he's talking about, and ask him, what, do you remember? Bo-Lul asked that guy and said, hey, how are you? And he said, I feel fantastic. So how come? Oh, because everything is just the way I wish it. Do you remember the explanation of that guy? Bo-Lul said, what do you mean? He said, look around you, you see this universe? It goes the way I wish it will. Are you silly? What are you talking about? Wait a minute. Isn't that correct that everything is going around the way he wishes it? But of course, his wishes are my wishes. That's how it works. And because you didn't get it, we are in trouble. We have to concentrate. And he brought in some precision guy to explain it precisely to you. So the story we're talking about was in the paragraph how Bo-Lul questioned the certain dervish. Over there, if you remember, the lines are 1, 9, 0, 3, or 4. Okay, everything is unlimited. Look at the leaf of the trees. Who could count them and all that, right? Then he said, here this much. Since all actions only comes to pass by the command of the Maker, when the predestination of God becomes the pleasure of his servant, he becomes a willing slave to his decree, without tasking himself, and not on account of the reward and recompense. Nay, his nature has become so goodly. He does not desire his life for himself, nor to the end that he may enjoy the life that is found sweet. I hope my English was not that bad. You understood what was that. This is what it is. Do you know how important is this one? In a way, I'm not sure. Neither Rumi was. That's the story of precision. Do you remember? I told you the story of this guy. It's a perfect guy. Okay? Right from the beginning, he is the best we express here. Who is the best fellow in this path to you? First, he should be thirsty to find the good people, right? This is what we heard about the God. Although he's a sheikh, he's thirsty. Second, he doesn't remain in a place not to be attached to the place. That was the second stuff that we're looking at, right? He's always going around looking for things, and he has reached to the best level, to the level that he sees the angel, he sees the transformation of light and growth, and angels means adjectives. See, this is that the adjective of hab is exactly growing stuff like leaves of the trees, and it's the light, and it is seven, it is one, because there is no quantity over there. These are the magic we are watching, right, in the story. And we know that it's more than that. When he sees the angels, he communicates with them, they ask him to lead their prayer. This is close to perfect, isn't it? Then, the mistake. Precisely. This is what we want to talk about. What was his mistake? His own wishes appeared. He shouldn't have personal wishes. Just getting sentimental about a scene of some people going to drown? You see, a long story to express this to you that this is the meaning of surrender. It's unconditional. There shouldn't be my personal feeling here, my instinct, that my shouldn't start, because the ego should stay outside when we're talking about this space, isn't it? So he takes care to go through a long story to explain it in a way that I hope you will never forget, because this is Mr. Precision, these old weight informations, right? So we heard about the beginning. The beginning was, okay, the story of that movie, this is a fellow with a very best resume. That is the first verse. is 1922. Right? That Dagui has a fair front. Front, I don't know what is front, because the word is diboche, which means almost resume. That's the beginning of presentation of something is diboche. It's the best way of expressing, so it looks like resume to me. The fellow has a very good resume. He is in love and he has the magic in his hand. Right? He started with that. A long paragraph. In that paragraph, he explained what? He didn't talk about that movie. He explained the relationship between part and the whole. Remember? You know, when a part, you take it apart from the whole, everything is somehow is not working anymore. Now imagine another system that when you take the part out, the part is useless, but the system is still working perfectly because the system doesn't depend on parts. How? It has a hell of them always in hand. Talk about quantities, excuse me. There is no quantities. Could you count the stars? Forget about time of Rumi now. We know that there is no number to present them. Right? Now we see infinity. So the system doesn't need the little parts. But the little parts, if they are in the system, they have meaning. If not, they're useless, nonsense. That was the first paragraph, right? He talked that the part is severed from the whole, it becomes useless. The limb is severed from the body, it becomes carrion. Bart explained that the whole is different. Then said, let's go back to Dagui again, as if we were not there. Okay? In that going back, he started to explain one thing only.